Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Friendos, the boss man used to say, I've been prawn for so long, but I'm gonna get right tonight. So you need to get right. You need to get prawn for so long. Biker prawn, that is. Saturday, September 27th, the Sea of Silly Geese will wash over you yet again with the release of Biker Prawn Sugar-Free Energy Drink Outrageous Energy, the latest collaboration between the Chad Duke Show and Don't Sleep Energy, can be yours. Not only that, there will be Biker Prawn Slim Line Koozies. There'll be t-shirts and, of course, the collabo with Uncle Bud's Cookhouse, the Biker Prawn Hot Sauce. Perfect for pizza, seafood, and the open road. Plus, the release of the brand new CD exclusive episode, Feel the Power 3. It's the most chaotic one yet. All of it goes down September 27th. That's Saturday, September 27th at Commonwealth Dry Goods. We will see you there.
It's the Chad Duke Show Poor Edition. A little taste of what you get when you plunk down a credit card and subscribe for daily episodes on ChadDukeShow.com. Now here's your host, Joe Azer.
Episode 5 for the Poors is here. This one has it all. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a lot of laughs. You will hear from Anhil, Wes, Money Monk, Biker Sean, Jim Daddy, Dick, Ant-Man, and Tor, plus a song written by Chad and recorded by none other than Steve Pye. The first segment you're going to hear today took place in July of 2025. Anhil stopped by the studio in July with a gift, an offering, really, for Chad. Suggestions were made, but in the end, Anhil insisted on presenting the gift right there and right then in the studio. This is Shirtless in July.
Good to see you, Jimmy. How are you, bud?
Good, man. How are you?
Two nights in a row.
I know.
Nathan Farley is accusing you of not knowing how to spell knife. That's why you saw there was knights. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true.
Not very nice at all.
And then, of course, sitting directly to Jimmy's right, to left across Radio Dial, another Baron of Baltimore, Wesley the Barber, is in the building to defend his outrageous takes on water parks and fast food eateries. Hello, Wesley the Barber.
Yo.
Yo. That's the one when he goes for like a job interview. That's the yo he gives you.
That's the professional one. Yeah, I get that.
And the shirtless Puerto Ricano is back in the building. I don't know, how long has it been since the shirtless Rican was in this place?
Hey there, boy.
There he is. We felt like you've been with us this whole time here.
Hey there, boy, my, my.
It's got to be done now.
Aguanile, aguanile, my, my.
Hello, shirtless Puerto Rican.
Dude, mira. Bull. I don't envy your position right now. Because you opened the show telling Jester about the show sheet and all that. And, like, you know how to run
a show sheet.
Yeah. You know how to run a well-oiled radio show machine with preparation.
You would think.
But Jim Jester's, you know, blah, 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 over there. And
sure.
Then the other two guys with the mics, we didn't bring a laptop, a notebook, or nothing.
It's outrageous.
A beer and shitty tattoos.
Yeah. I even texted you guys like hours ago. I said, hey, we're doing a show tonight. Hey. They both just have their open mongrel hands as soon as they walk through here. Each one has worse tattoos. Anil's tattoos are so bad that I
gave him a run for the money.
I gave him a Sharpie to sign something, and I thought he drew on the side of his leg. And I realized it was just his goddamn tattoos.
Yeah, I get that a lot, too.
I thought he had a hammer on him that was poking out of the leg. I mean, poking out of the leg sleeve.
What? It's going to be a long motherfucker, dude. I'm going to tell you what.
That was a little too fast.
After Mike Sleep's fucking Memphis Bell Run fucking over the show last night, I don't even know what we're going to do. I don't know. I guess these guys have enough money.
I guess.
I've never figured it felt that way.
Well, I mean, you're talking to the wrong guy here.
That's true. Yeah. Money means nothing to you. As long as you have a wife that it means something to.
She's actually probably still in the train right now, coming home from like a really long two-day work trip.
My favorite part about now, whenever we see shirtless, is he's like, well, dude, I'd love to see you, but here's the problem. My wife is working in a very faraway city, so I'm just sitting here watching several children and tortoises.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes, actually.
Lots of stuff to get to tonight. I'm excited. I have not, I thought maybe shirtless again. I know you didn't bring any show prep, but I thought maybe you'd shoot me over. Oh, dude, you know, I have this illness and this kid, the boat sank. Like, you know, all the different stuff that's happened down
there. Yeah. Well, I got, you know, I always got something, but this time I got something physical.
Oh. You usually have something. Well, no. What are you pulling out? He's going down to his.
There's something down there.
He's crinkling a bag. I guarantee it's a positive AIDS test.
Look at this bad boy.
Wow. That is a real pineapple.
That is a pineapple that has gone through USDA inspection at the airport.
That should not be
dogs
allowed.
Dogs being sniffed.
You brought that pineapple from...
Straight from Puerto Rico.
Well, we're going to have lantern flies in here in just a moment. But yeah. Where did that pineapple come from?
The town of Lajas. Which is, it's known for its pineapples.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, I do enjoy a pineapple summer. Yeah.
And it's exactly, and it's in season. So I figured, you know,
that's great.
One of my favorite Dukes is Fruity Dukes.
He's fruiting it up as we speak.
And so,
you
know.
See him? He was going up and down the fucking streets of Main Street juggling nectarines earlier. Exactly. Did you see him? You need enemas, it's with ocean spray.
Yeah. So I have a shared passion for fruitiness.
Sure,
and so
sure.
I figured, you know, I'd bring a pineapple. And
I love it. It's the first time you've brought fruit here that I enjoy.
Yeah.
Usually
and I also,
it's jackfruit, or he brings a goddamn, I'm having a cookout, and he brings a giant watermelon over so that I can have ants all over my deck for the rest of my life.
I think I had a video somewhere, it might be on Facebook, where you basically made me take the watermelon back in shame. Like, you didn't tell me, but like I knew, you know what I mean?
Having large fruit means that you're doing
well. Yeah, you're doing well, exactly.
You could have put that watermelon on display in your foyer.
No, I was fruit shamed. I can't have that, so I had to get rid of it.
Oh, man.
So this time I also...
Oh, wow, more.
Oh, more stuff.
Hopefully it's more produce.
Oh, I just brought a knife so we can cut up the pineapple and make a big giant pineapple
mess
everywhere.
I don't think, don't you need a coring device?
This guy.
You're going to open an artery. There is no way that doesn't happen.
Dude, look at this. Watch this.
We have rules against knives in here.
Don't do it, please. Oh, God. Okay, that's kind of cool.
You just got to know what you're doing.
Okay, but it did drip onto the fucking... Yeah. Can you get a plate, please?
There we go.
God damn it. Angel, why are you so committed to sticky fruit juice being all over everything that I own?
I just love lantern flies.
I saw one today at the fucking store. I laid that motherfucker out.
Oh, nice.
I laid him out, too.
Just punched Jester in the face.
Well, they're fucking... I gotta say, they move quicker than Jimmy. Like, you gotta come at those things from the ass. Because if you don't, they bounce and then they fly. Oh, and it's nutty. Yeah, yeah. What are we doing here?
Well... I'm going to need to go in the back to cut this thing up. It'll make too much of a mess.
Jesus. Angel, I would have just taken it home.
Look how juicy they are, though. Hold on. Watch.
All right, let's take a look. All right, but now there's juice on the plate, and there's just, now you're going to put the pineapple on the juice.
It is a beautiful pineapple.
Right? It is gorgeous. It
looks like a sunset.
I probably would have liked to have taken... What?
Thank you.
Looks like a sunset.
What?
A sunset.
I think it means because of the
He thinks
color,
I don't understand what the word sunset.
Sunset.
I don't understand the connotation.
It's got like an ombre to it of yellow to orange.
Ombre? No, I'm the ombre that brought the pineapple.
Ombre?
What is the word he means to say?
Ombre.
Ombre means man.
Yeah.
No, but in like hair, like a gradient of one color. Like when girls let their hair grow out.
Look it up, Jim.
It's got to be a hairstylist thing.
It's got to be.
Right?
It's got to be that word we can't use anymore. What would Rob call Jimmy? An ombre.
Yes.
Ombre. That's the cologne that Joey Tribbiani wanted to spray, but he couldn't.
Oh. Ombre refers to shade or shadow. In a hair color world, ombre is a dramatic two-toned hair color effect that is typically darker at the top and lighter at the bottom.
There's no ombre in that, then. Also, it ain't hair. He was trying to flex.
It's green and orange.
He used it incorrectly, and the second the rest of us knew what it was, we could shoot holes in his fucking head.
That still sounded classy, though. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Thank you.
Nathan Farley says, you are the only show where every single guest you have wants to make everything sticky. do you want to go chop it up? You've opened it now. Why did you open it then?
I don't know. I got very excited.
I go,
you can still take it like this.
I'm not taking that in my truck like that.
It plugs it in. Well, yeah, you can't let it get sideways.
Why would you open it?
I got very excited.
It's one of the flex nuts. Look what I can do. This is a nightmare. You brought that all the way from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. To just cut it in half in front of the camera.
And that's it. Yeah. It's going right in the trash.
By the way, that's all I got for today. I might as well sit down.
I got to say, pineapple's more than Wes has ever brought here. I've asked him three separate times, can you please just pretend to bring a laptop with something on it?
I got my backpack back there.
It's back there! Like, Wes, can you come on the show? I need you to do Solid Dudes with me. And he said, I'd like you, but my wife took the laptop to California. So there's only one laptop
one
in the house,
okay.
And he's not allowed to use it, and she took it with him to fucking California. Yeah. How much was the chess piece?
$400 for the outline.
Okay, you can get a laptop for $400.
Yeah. But it'll be like a gateway.
What?
It'd be a gateway.
It's something that would allow you to reach the internet.
Yeah. A gateway to the internet.
Yeah, that's what it's a gateway to. Gee. Oh, buddy. I mean, I enjoy pineapple, but I mean, this is going to be Angel Finger pineapple, right? Like, I didn't see any rubber gloves. I would legitimately trust Orgy Beard to gut this pineapple with his cock more than whatever Angel does.
Wow.
Because that's the only way he guts pineapple, from what I hear.
Obviously.
I don't know if he does that with citrus. It can be irritating.
Angel is treating that pineapple like Jimmy treated the monkeys.
Oh, he's destroying it.
Brutal.
He's fucking it? Oh, at least he finally cart that up. Somebody get the tape of that. At least he finally fucking admitted it. Larry Wagner says, please tell Angel not to put anything down that drain. Yeah, shirtless, nothing down the drain, please.
Yes, sir.
Why I gotta be sir just for acting like a human? Can you imagine? This would be like if he came up here and he said, dude, I brought you a puppy for the studio. 18 years worth of a gift. Here you go. Thousands in vet bills and food. Now the juice is on everyone's hands.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy, eat the fucking thing. He's just holding it over his hand.
Over the keyboard.
Thank you. Thank you, I'll have this one.
Oh, my God. That looks great.
Mm. Very good.
That looks unbelievable.
That's a delicious pineapple, Charlize. I got to say, you've redeemed yourself a little bit.
Thank you.
Now, when I go back there and there's fire ants all over the back of the fucking studio, I'm going to be upset about that.
You might not be able to get back there. The floor is so sticky.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jesus.
I used four paper plates just to get it done.
I had a monstrous joke that I could have made there, and I... if it was anyone else.
The best barbecue in Virginia can only be found at Monk's Barbecue in Purcellville, Virginia. Check them out at Monk's BBQ on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and at monksq.com.
If you haven't been to the Fortress of Solid Dudes to witness Orgy Beard in his element, add it to your list of things to experience in person. In the meantime, check the stream for any show recorded from the Fortress, and chances are just beyond the broadcast table is a man sitting in a chair on full display. So much so, it had Chad and Biker Sean spitballing a game show idea while Anthony was formulating and sharing one probable theory.
Jeff Schools, thank you so much for the Venmo. He said, please stop the orgy spread. I can't stop it. He wants to be on camera tonight. He's looking at his phone. He's doing all the fun orgy things.
By the way, I'm convinced that before he gets here, he pulls into the lower deck, takes his drawers off, puts his pants back on, throws the drawers in the back of the car, and then comes up here.
Why is that? You think
I've been in orgy in other places where the bulge is not as pronounced, and up here for some reason it is.
You think he's performing?
There's like no layer of protection.
The only thing between him and us is a thin layer of gabardine.
Yes.
I mean, I think he's stuffing his pants. I mean, it's the only explanation.
I think he wants you to think that he's stuffing his pants.
I think he wants you to check if he's stuffing his pants.
Here's what I know. I've never seen anyone that wears pants so tight the seam splits the yam bag right in two, so you can see one ball on one side and one ball on the other. Now, where's the shaft? I'm going to let you play that game.
And now it's time for Where's the Shaft? Geritol presents Where's the Shaft? Now here's your host, Jack Berry.
Jack Berry.
Good evening. I'm Jack Berry.
I think it's on the left side, Jack.
Well, let's find out, Cynthia.
Zip. Oh, I'm sorry. Give her consolation prizes, guy.
The whole show is just a 50-50 guess.
We might have to play Where's the Shaft out at fucking at the old Shabin.
Wow.
All right, Jimmy, make a note. Ultra Bean, Holiday Hootenanny, Where's the Shaft?
Where's the Shaft?
Get your Holiday Hootenanny tickets at Commonwealth Dry Goods, please. Let's get this thing sold out. It'd be fantastic.
And now on Where's the Shaft?
Oh, boy. Corey actually is seconding your fucking theory at me. I'm
telling you.
Because you guys socialize with Orgy on a regular basis.
I was with Orgy at Patriots an hour before the show, sure, getting some dinner. And his bulge was not out. And now we're here, and it is out.
So your theory is, he goes downstairs, yeah, takes his slacks completely off,
yeah,
removes the underwear,
yeah,
balls them up, throws them into the back of his Volkswagen,
yeah,
and then puts the slacks back on, and then comes up here and just spreads eagle. And
yep, that's 100%.
And he tries to Indian leg wrestle anybody that walks past him.
Look, that makes way more sense than he is in an office in this way. Because yeah, that can't be.
No.
There's no shot.
No, with females present. No.
All right, Kimberly says, ensuring the crowd sees the show as part of the fetish, I'm absolutely sure of it. It could be. The fact that he's got to be on camera so that everyone can play the home version of Where's the Shaft. We have to give out the play-at-home version of Where's Your Shaft.
Just two giant fucking tennis balls and a pretzel.
No, it's just you write in your waist size, and they give you fucking three sizes too small, and you have to pull the pants on and guess which side your shaft is on. That's how you fucking... So if you're like a 38, 32, they give you like a 26, 29.
Oh, my God. All
right, get these on and let us know.
Holy
Where's the Shaft?
Holy shit.
I also think you have to buy a special type of pants for it to cup your balls like that. Because pants that I've
ever... We already know his pants are bespoke. We're not getting into this. Corey is alleging that's why he was late to book club. He was throwing his boxer briefs over his shoulder into the back of his SUV.
He had parked and then realized people could see him pulling his slacks completely off, and he had to find somewhere else.
Well, he has a modicum of decorum.
Right.
Know?
Realized he hadn't taken them off yet and thought, oh, shit, I'm going to be late because we got to get these off.
Maybe he throws them out the window. Some lucky fucking passerby. A take-home prize.
He's got his phone number in the waistband.
I mean, the underwear is so tight, it probably just runs away from him in the parking lot. Come back here. I'm not playing with you.
Maybe he just has those paper ones they give you when you're on suicide watch in jail.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Some breakaway undergarments?
Yeah, they're just like paper, so you can't hang yourself.
Yeah, I get it.
No waistband.
That would be the worst suicide of all time if the only thing you had left was Orgy's used undergarments.
Yes. Oh.
And you had to wrap them around your neck, and it was the last thing you smelled going up the
Hey there, boy. If you like what you're hearing, consider leaving a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify. It's the least you can do, you chiseling skinflint.
You're going to hear some familiar voices on this one, including Money Monk. May of 2023, in studio, Money Monk and Anthony join Chad and Jimmy literally as the show is starting. Orgy walks in with a food offering that the boys decide to eat hot and review fresh on the show. Well, as you can imagine, one person, Jimmy, gets fixated on one very specific vegetable, prompting Chad to start a full-blown investigation into why.
I believe it is Whiskey Wednesday today. Am I not mistaken?
It is Whiskey Wiener Wednesday.
Whiskey Wiener. I've had the Whiskey Wiener before. You ain't getting nothing done. Are you ready for the fucking... That's what happens usually when the whiskey wiener... This is a much better whiskey wiener, I would
say. This is one's a little more lively.
You'd eat hot dog. Right, right. Yeah. Okay. The whiskey dick.
Yeah.
Of course, it sends me very long DMs. There is Jim Daddy, who is... Well, I tell you what, man. He's been very hit and miss this morning or this afternoon. But he did roll in the barrel with Smoky Mountain Joe, so I can't stop the fucking... There it is. Thank God. Nothing is working tonight. Hello, Jim. How are you, buddy?
Hey there, boy. How you doing?
Boy, that's a fancy shirt you got here.
You like that?
Wait a minute. Bring him in. That shirt, it's perfect. Where'd you get that shirt, Jimmy?
This is one of the old ones that didn't fit me for a long time.
Makeup? I already thought he went to makeup. That fresh face, it's perfect. That's good, man. So it fits.
It fits.
Who gave you that shirt?
I don't know. It's probably another Walmart shirt. Yeah.
I don't think that's a Walmart shirt. Look, that looks good.
The buttons are like metal. Good. They're not like.
Oh, those are kind of. Well,
they're like those kid buttons.
Well, they call those.
Yeah, and they don't sell shirts that big at Walmart.
They're supposed to be pearls on those, and they would be a pearl snap shirt, which is actually something you like. But yeah, that looks like a, kind of a chintzy knockoff. Yeah. So. It's all right. Hey, man, he's leveling up. That thing's got a collar. It's got buttons. If he walked into fucking... it's got stripes. Is there a pocket?
It's diamond.
There's no way there's a pocket. Oh, all right.
We've gone from I've given up to chintzy knockoff. So, yeah, I mean, that's a big leap.
I think what it is we've gone from the Chad Duke show to whoever he's shacking up with tonight. That's what I think is where we go. Why are you writing that down? Wingsman OBX is here as well.
Here he comes. It's the Kolachi.
In the building.
Zero.
Ant-Man bailed out twice today, which is a new record for him. It's, hey, man, I'm definitely going to be there. We're going to get tore down at Flying Ace. Oh, shit, man, I ain't going to be there. There's no fucking way, but I'm going to make it out for pizza. Hey, brother, I ain't going to make it out for that pizza either. And by the way, I ain't even going to text you. I'm going to text Monk because I'm scared to text you. What was I going to do? There's nothing I can do. I have no power.
Well, when I tell you what I did today, I think you'll be real excited.
I'm sure it involves spanking it with a thumb up your ass.
That would be better.
Yes. Of course, we have the master of the Herader boy as well.
Herader boy.
There he is, Big Joe.
Big Joe Sandwich.
Hey there, boy.
There he is. Hello, Big Joe Sandwich.
I'm doing great. Today was a great day for me.
I said, hello there, Joe Sandwich, and you said, I'm doing great.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's fine. It's fine. The minister of course, Money Monk's charter, fishing, half days and full days. Hello, Monk.
Hey. How you doing?
No one can say hi to me correctly. No. They have a lot of trouble. Well, I said, hey. By the way, I hung out with Monk all day. He had no problems.
And then he napped for 4.5 hours.
Well, I got problems. That could be what it is.
I got heartburn. I'm trying to wake
He's
up.
He's got grease on his shirt.
Yeah.
Mark told me, Money Mark, when we were sitting there eating pizza, he told me that his heart was trembling. Yeah.
When the sugar gets in the bloodstream, the heart has to start pumping harder. And I can feel it the moment it happens.
It's got to start pumping that sewage through all those fucking worn-out veins.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Worn-out veins, by the way. That's the name of my emo band that I'm sorry. Ant-Man, it's a directional microphone. If you want to vape, moving back doesn't do anything.
Okay.
Still, go to the side like this. Go to this.
I'm going to get it one of these
You
days.
And Jim are going to start a podcast called We Don't Listen to Shit That Fat Bastard Says. That's going to be the name of the show. Oh, I mean, Orgy Beard is looming. All right, Orgy. Jesus Christ. He's the program director tonight. Yeah. Orgy found that's the Cool Ranch Papadillas from where? From Papa John's?
Papa John's, yeah.
Mine looks like it is the onion Papadilla.
Oh, no.
A lot of big onions hanging out the side of mine. Whole lot of onion. All right, now, these were ones we talked about. I believe this is my story last week on the BMI. And Orgy brought them fresh. So I know people love it when we eat on the show. So we figure we try them right here at the tippity top so they're not ash cold, man, by the time it ends. Now, Monk and I have already had pizza today.
A lot of pizza. And cheese sticks.
It's just too much. And, you know, I'm feeling already a little bit... gluttonous, but Jester's doing a lot of sniffing over there. A lot of sniffing. You going to be all right, Jim?
Yeah, I'm going to be okay.
He doesn't like onions at all, so I know that's a big problem for him. Just take a bite out of it. Don't even look. You'll be fine. What's so sad about Jim is, like, he's so scared of those things, but when they're in with a bunch of, like, sauce and cheese and chicken, they all just kind of go together and taste really good.
Yeah.
So it's sad that he deprives himself of that. Jim, I imagine you love this.
It was really good. I would do it without the onions. Some of those slabs are really, really big and off-putting.
They don't do anything to you.
I don't know.
What happened with the frozen peas where they were okay and nothing else is? Like, were you sodomized with onions when you were a young boy? Because I can't think of any other reason why you treat them this way.
I don't know.
I don't like big red raw onions, but like in a cheese steak or... anything that it, all it does is add flavor, right?
Probably the most complimentary vegetable out there that
I would
you could
think.
Put into anything, you know?
Jimmy, do you get them to hold them on like a double cheeseburger at McDonald's?
No, not those little ones. Those little ones are fine for me.
But those are way crunchier, I would assume, right? Aren't those very crunchy?
Not very full of flavor, though.
If you get a fucking Italian sub, do you like peppers on there and onion and stuff like that?
Peppers are fine. Onions are no-go. I'm so sorry.
Hey, you don't have to be sorry. I'm sorry for you. I just feel like you're tormented. That's all. I just feel like you're tortured. So you didn't like it because of the onions?
No, it was really good. I would get it without onions. I would give it a 3 with the onions. It would probably be a 4, 4.5 if it were onion free. For me.
Wait, a 3 with the onions and a 4.5 if there was no onions?
Yes, it's still tasty. I like the Doritos seasoning.
But I think a man with a big onion on his head used to like come and fuck Jester's mom like in front of him.
Yeah.
Like he used to just come there and like Jester's mom and his dad would like him and his dad would stay tied up in the corner with like phone cords, and then Onion Man would just fuck the shit out of his mom, and then he would have to watch that like on Christmas Day every single year, and so now he can't even be around an onion because he's afraid that guy's gonna come loping through the front door. It's the only thing that makes sense, the onion headed man. I don't want Jester having flashbacks. He's gone through enough tonight already.
Oh no, there he is! It smells like delicious soup and appetizers in here. He's pistoning back and forth in my mother's nether regions. Dad, we're both tied in the same chair. Help me untie these phone cords.
I don't get the onion thing at all.
Onion head man's right in the ice box now. He's drinking all my juice boxes. I'm young Jester. It's Christmas morning. He's opening my stocking stuffers.
Who am I kidding? Jester didn't get stocking stuffers.
No.
Did you get him when you were a kid?
When I was a child,
oh,
yes.
My God. All right. Corey Reed said, Jim, I know people like Jim. He just has a palate of a child. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of childish. Yeah. I would say that. I don't like big chunky onions either. I didn't think they were too egregious. All right. Well. Glad you enjoyed it. 3, but a 4.5 without onions.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
Will you eat? I know I've asked you this. Will you eat a bloomin' onion?
I've never really tried it.
They don't even taste like onions,
dude. How have you?
I've tried an onion ring before. It wasn't good.
That's not true.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You didn't like an onion ring.
There's no way, dude. You don't get that size without eating onion
rings.
That's
what you say every time we talk about this. Yeah.
Friendos, head over to the Chad Dukes Show on YouTube to get more great shows and segments of the Chad Dukes Show and Solid Dudes with Chad Dukes. That's youtube.com/Chad Dukes Show, and make sure to like and subscribe.
It has long been debated on the show, who is worse, Anthony or Jimmy? Ted and Chad have this back and forth, and maybe eventually someday they will meet in court and we'll see who can actually argue their arguments and make their case and win once and for all. But in November of 24, Ted and Dick are in studio discussing a myriad of things, including Anthony's newest health kick, if he would stick to it or not, and they offer him a few suggestions as to how to keep his inner thighs dry.
No, writing is on the wall. So, Ant-Man says, I'm not allowed to walk. My physician says that I have an aggravated Achilles tendon, so I'm not allowed to exercise. I have doctor's orders. And that would have been, I mean, no one would have believed him, but
right,
we would have moved on.
Yeah.
Right after that, he says what Ted's about to say.
So he claims that every Monday, he and Corey are going to meet up.
Corey Rita,
of course, to do a long walk together.
Yep.
I'm going to walk around Burke Lake.
Walk all the way around Burke Lake.
Which I believe
Lake,
is
over a mile.
I think it's close to 5 miles.
It's over 5 miles.
It's long.
Oh, is it? I thought it was
it's like 5.2.
No.
No, it's like 5.2 or 5.4 miles.
That might be. I'll look it up, Jim.
Anthony.
Jim, he was looking up at the ceiling again.
Yeah.
I've never seen less thoughts on a face before.
It's written all over your face, isn't it, Jim? What? Nothing.
Oh, four, it is, that information.
Yeah, it's 4.7 miles. Yeah. Yep. I didn't realize it was that far. Yeah.
I mean, it's
doesn't matter whether it's 4.7 or 1.7 or 0.7 or 0.07. It ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
You might do it once despite
me and
Chad.
Here's what's
going to
happen.
They're going to happen.
After I stepped on that scale, I'm making it happen.
No.
Because that's fucking butt depressing.
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to meet up every Monday and go to lunch at Al Chabin.
I believe that.
Yeah. No. Well, we did go to Tippy's today. It was delicious.
I believe that, too.
It seems
the opposite of what he said.
Anthony claims that his weight has motivated him to do this. But what about everything else that happened in your first 40 years of your life? Didn't that motivate you to do something?
Well, also, he claimed the same thing. When Jimmy was laid up in the hospital, Ant-Man came to me and goes, man, this is a call to justice for me. I'm going to turn it all around, man. You ain't got to worry about me anymore. I'm going to be a buck 90 next time you fucking see me.
Yeah.
It's not been the case.
He's been telling everybody stories. He called me and said, well, it happened to Jimmy, but I'm not worried about it. Nothing happened to me. I'm like, wow, all right.
When's the first walk, man? Because let me check
Monday.
Let me check my Palm Pilot. It's winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good to walk outside.
You're going to walk 5 miles on Monday night. That's what you're claiming right here.
Yeah, Monday during the day. No, it might not be five.
But that's it's a
we
circle.
We are going to go for a long walk.
Hold on. Here's what you need to understand. If you're walking around Burke Lake and you stop, you still have to get back.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a point where you have to get to that it's the same amount of distance back. So.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll just go a mile one way and a mile back or something.
Okay. I mean, that'd be nice.
Five miles would be aggressive.
But listen, bud, I've walked 0.8 miles with you.
Yeah.
You don't handle it well.
No, but usually I've been drinking when we do that.
Well, that makes it a little. I gotta say, that makes it a little easier.
Also, you better be like Diddy with the baby powder if you're gonna start doing 5 miles. Oh my God! Good Lord,
believe
dude.
Me.
Just shoot it up
Costco.
Every year.
Yeah. You have a 50-pound bottle.
Fucking, I got.
You have the bottle that you just jump into.
I had to move Mark's truck out of the garage to fit all the baby powder inside.
Remember, I've been trying to see. You're enabling him. I've been trying to get him off baby powder. Get Gold Bond powder. Yeah. Baby powder is for babies.
I was just going for the bit with the baby oil.
But he loves baby powder. He's such a baby.
I like being baby.
Giggle.
Remember the first year he went up to New York and he sent us a photo where he dumped baby powder all over his shoes?
It was my black Nike earwax. There was white all over the top of them.
I'd assume there was something else if he was up in New York.
If it wasn't Anthony, I would have assumed.
All right, you can tell all about it.
Your life could get a little tipsy, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh, Anthony. Man.
Oh, look at that fucking run. I mean, that is his whole ass is hanging out of the back of those shorts.
He's
in rare form, man.
He's trying to have plausible deniability. That's why he's leaving right now.
Ted.
Even everything I know about this guy, somehow he disappoints me every time I come here.
Hey, look, man, I'm not saying he's not the most disappointing person involved with the show, but he's not the worst.
I don't know.
I do.
I mean, it is competition, I admit, but
the person you're talking about. No, I'm just kidding.
Look, man, I could ruin the CD right now. See, that's the problem, is I have the master stroke. Like, I don't do. Are we doing disclosure?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd rather this be a kangaroo court.
Right, right. I mean, we could just talk about things that have already been revealed.
Ted got up in my face. So he comes into the store and he's like, I'm gonna go all out, Duke, so you're not gonna win. I said, what are you gonna do? He goes, he goes, I'll put the system on trial.
Yeah.
Rid of habeas corpus. I said, oh shit, I didn't realize you were gonna go that far.
Yeah, Ted, you gotta.
No, I came up with something that's along those lines where I'm not gonna say what it is.
Well, Ted Gate did give me his list of witnesses.
Yeah.
And the list is very short because he's on it. Ted literally told me, I'm going to call myself to the stand. You better be ready to cross-examine. I'm like, holy shit.
Want a daily episode of The Chad Duke Show? Head on over to ChadDukeShow.com and subscribe today. There's a ton of bonus content, and you can cancel anytime. That's ChadDukeShow.com, dear boy.
Last but absolutely not least, a segment that probably doesn't need an introduction at all. The boys go out to a nice dinner in Georgetown, and what played out on the show over the following several weeks was nothing short of incredible. You are about to hear the story, the original song, and the aftermath of Amaretto by Napkin.
It's dessert time, right? And I say to Anthony, look, our driver's name is Ferris, this guy that I know that he was an Uber driver, and he told us that he does, you know, driving on the side, and I can just text this guy and be like, hey, we're going to Georgetown. He was like, yeah, no problem. Great fucking sir, but it's not cheap. But the last time we went, we brought him, they have these amazing eclairs at this place. Like, when I tell you it's an eclair, like, you're going to see Anthony Richardson throwing something this size on Sundays this fall. It's fucking huge, Tor. Did you have an eclair when we were there?
I did not have an eclair, but I recognize the gravity of the eclair there.
I got Anthony an eclair right before he went on his vacation. Like, there's some significance to this eclair. So I said, get Ferris an eclair, because he likes the eclair.
Yeah. It's also a nice gesture.
Yes. And I said, if you'd like to get yourself a to-go dessert, that's fine, too. I know you like to take a to-go dessert. But I said, my wife wants a cheesecake, like whatever it was, like a strawberry cheesecake. I was like, get those to go and then order dessert for the table. You know, go ahead and get whatever you want for the table, and then we'll all just share and pick at it, because everyone's fucking, you know, at that place, you're bulging.
You're way too full.
The fucking guy brings, I'm watching this, he brings a tiny bag over and gives it to Ant-Man. And Ant-Man sits it on the floor. And I'm like, well, that must be the to-go desserts. He then comes up to the front of the table and he goes, does anyone want amaretto or sambuca? And Steve Pye's there and Neil's there and I'm there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we'd like amaretto. That'd be great. Monk's like, you know what? I'll have an amaretto. That sounds good, too. And I see stupid Ant-Man go, oh, yeah, I love amaretto. I'll take one, too. I say, you sure? Have you ever had it? He's like, oh, Mark drinks amaretto every night. Every night he has a little glass of amaretto. I want one, too. And I'm like, okay. They bring over the amaretto. And I don't know if how many people have had it. It's almond in there. I'm not sure. But it's like it's a sweet, it's an aperitif that you have kind of at the end of your
the,
meal.
The final dinner drink.
Calm the stomach and fucking, you know, it's just a nice farewell to the meal. Two things happen at the same time, Tor. The first is I realize there ain't no desserts coming to this fucking table.
Oh, no.
And everybody at the table starts to notice it as well. Where are the desserts? Where's the cheesecake? Where's the tiramisu?
You kind of timed up how quick the orders get there, how soon they're supposed to arrive at the table.
Anthony starts fumbling and mumbling about how I told him to order three desserts, and that's why there are three desserts sitting in a bag to his right that he will not touch and break out. And I said, Anthony, are you actually going to sit there and tell the rest of the table that I told you to not order them desserts after all this? So he's in the middle of just, you know, lying. When I realize we're all about halfway done with our amaretto, he has put his down and has not touched it.
Oh, sure. Like a hummingbird may have had a sip.
Yes, tiny little hummingbird sip. And I said, what's wrong with your amaretto? And he goes, oh man, I don't know. It's too sweet. It's too sweet. I said, too sweet? What are you, Kevin Nash? Too sweet? Like you eat sugar out of the... I watched you. Tori had two bags of cotton candy at the fucking dinosaur event. You see what he brings up here?
Well, he was able to eat those hassle-free also. There was no complications with the food as easy.
He almost died eating cotton candy. He almost died eating cotton candy. He claims the cotton candy crystallized in his throat and fucking tore his throat up. I've never heard anyone. He somehow got injured eating cotton candy.
It fucking freed up an eight ball. Stop blaming it on the cotton candy.
I sit and watch with my own two peepers.
Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man takes his napkin and he builds like a wall. Build that wall with a napkin. And he kind of snugs in he tucks in the little tiny glass. Think of it's like a nicer shot glass
yeah.
is what this thing is in. And it's three quarters of the way full. And he kind of pushes it in behind the napkin. And Hot Man looks up at him and goes, Anthony, are you trying to hide your drink behind the napkin? Because we can all see it. Word for word, he says this to him. We could see the napkin, Anthony, and we could see the drink behind it. Why don't you just drink the drink? Tor, when I tell you this is a swallow, like it's not even a shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, gulp.
Yeah.
He won't do it. He won't take it. And then he continues to like push it deeper into the napkin. I go, Anthony, I can see the fucking amaretto. Just shoot it down and then we'll go. Oh, man, dude, it's so good. Takes another tiny little sip of it. Oh, it's just too sweet. I can't do it. And I'm like, this, if there is a modicum of uncomfortableness about a situation, he is incapable of pushing through.
It's just the most useless that you could have on the team.
He's the worst. It's exactly what we saw in the sprinting contest. It's what we saw in the syrup chug. Any competition up here, even if you think he's going to rip it, it's like, let's have a Skittles eating competition. When we had him doing shots of whipped cream and eating Skittles on Friday night, and he's belly aching and his fucking stomach hurts and he's shaking because he has so many jitters. I'm like, what is it in this kid that when push comes to shove, he just folds up? It's an ounce of sweet liquor and he can't just shoot. I could shoot anything down like that. I hate Sambuca. I don't like tequila. Clank, done, we're out. And I have to assume it's rooted in he doesn't have any respect for money because why would he? Money has meant something completely different to him than it's meant to the rest of us for our entire lives.
Yeah.
If we could figure out a way to get his irresponsibility with cash and your skinflintedness like combined into one, we might have one normal human being. So we all finish our drinks and we head out. And the bar at this place is always fucking packed. And as we were leaving, it was late enough. The bar was open. So Steve Pye, I think, said, "Guys, let me buy you a round of drinks as a thank you for the meal, and you know, we'll hang out here at the bar for a minute." So we're hanging out at the bar, and me, Steve, and Ted are kind of together, and then Neil and Monk and Ant-Man are kind of together. And I start singing.
Oh, so it's the smarts and the dumps.
Okay, it's one way. One way to put it.
And for anybody wondering where I would be in the smart, I'm kind of right in the middle. I'm talking to Monk. I'm talking to yeah.
But you hate Ted, so you might be over with the dumbs.
Oh, that's true.
So I start singing. There's a song by George Strait called "Amarillo by Morning." Okay, it's one of the most famous country music songs of all time. And if you haven't heard it, it goes like this: It goes, "Amarillo by morning, up to San Antone. Everything that I got is just what I got on." It's about a guy that's like addicted to rodeo, and it's fucking his life up, and he's lost his chick, and he's all busted up.
Yeah.
So it's just a fabulous song. If you don't like it, then you don't like country music. And if you like country music, you'll like "Amarillo by Morning." Because George Strait would get sucked off right here in front of Tora's grandparents. Right here. By me. By me in front of Tora's grandparents.
They don't need to see that.
Can you imagine if George Strait came riding a T-Rex into this fucking room? Oh, my God. There'd be so much pole smoking from this guy right here. So I start singing, "Amaretto by Napkin. I think my cover's blown." So... And, of course, Steve is there, and Steve is a fantastic vocalist and in a band. So we just start riffing about "Amaretto by Napkin," which doesn't really make any sense because, yes, the amaretto is by the napkin.
Yeah.
But it just fits so well with "Amarillo by Morning."
I like it, yeah.
So Ted starts singing "Amaretto by Napkin." We're all just singing along with each other and laughing and slapping our knees, of course, and drunk as piss and fucking filled with the best meal ever. So you're just like, this is fucking great shtick. Get home. Wife's distraught. She's like, I wanted to go. Like, I understand. I'll take you in 2 weeks. I wake up the next morning and there's like a group text from everybody. And I send over Amaretto by Napkin. I just type that in. And Steve's like, oh, man, what a great song. So I sit there for about 30 minutes, and I write the entire song, "Amaretto by Napkin," to the entire song of "Amarillo by Morning." And I say something to the effect of, Steve, get on it, motherfucker. This needs to be recorded ASAP. And he's like, I'm on it. Don't think much about it. You know, great time, boys. Really appreciate you coming. Like, it's super cool.
Yeah.
About, I don't even know how long, 2 or 3 hours. I'm not sure. I don't know when this text came through, but a text comes through from Steve, and it's just an audio file.
Mm.
And this is the audio file that Steve Pye Taster sent through to the group text that went to Philomena that watched Ant-Man hide his amaretto behind his napkin and then, of course, hide all of the desserts and then scurry out the front door without paying one Indian. One wheat penny was not laid on the deck. Go ahead and hit play. It's made my favorite song of all time right here.
Amaretto by Napkin. Oh, my cover's blown. I'll just claim it was too sweet, 'cause all my friends are dumb. Thought I'd give it a try and then take all the pie. I'll be ducking out on the bill. Amaretto by Napkin. Amaretto sure is swill.
Dude. First of all, Steve should be a country music singer, shouldn't he?
Yes.
He's got to put out an album. All right, hold on.
They found my beverage in Georgetown. I won't drink either way. Just tell them they're crazy and never take the blame.
That happened.
I'll be hiding that drink no matter what they think. Whoa, I sure hope that Teddy is blind. Amaretto by Napkin.
Ted was sitting right across from him. How would Ted not see the amaretto by napkin? Here we go, big finish.
Amaretto by napkin. Oh, my cover's blown. I'll just claim it was too sweet, cause all my friends are dumb.
You might just think we're the dumbest people on earth.
Had a real good time, that drink ain't on my dime, and this cheesecake is just for me. Amaretto by napkin, amaretto is too sweet. Amaretto by napkin,
man.
Amaretto is too sweet.
Man. Steve Pye, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Pye. Big verbal nod to Alan from the Pie Tasters, well, who apparently put together the arrangement. So, what was going through your head, bud?
Well, I did not know what amaretto was, and it fucking it stunned me when I fucking took the
go
first
ahead,
sip.
Sean, I'll let you. You're going to ask the same thing I was going to ask.
Why would you order it? If you're like, I don't know what amaretto is. My dad drinks
because
it every night.
Money
I want some
means-
of this amaretto.
Because it... And that drink ain't on his dime. You heard fucking Steve.
So
it's like the
everybody was getting one. I just figured I'd get it and try it. And I thought it was going to be more like a bourbon or something. I had no idea it was sweet like that.
But that's, it's an aperitif. It's for after. And the thing about it too, is like, you know, when you're, it's like a little 5-year old daddy orders a Sam Adams and he tries to order a Sam Adams also. And that's how you teach him not to drink beers. Like, yeah, drink it, you little fucker. And then he has one sip and he won't drink the rest of it.
That's true. I've learned my lesson.
But let me ask you this part about it.
Yeah.
Because I still don't understand this. It was, you're saying it's liquor, but it wasn't as harsh as, like, you know, tequila. Or it would have been very easy for you, clang, to knock that back, go on about your evening. Why can't you just do it? Why does it have to be left at the table?
So I think it wasn't helping that I was packed filled with pasta, too.
Packed
and
filled.
And it just was not sitting right with me. While I was trying to drink
sitting
it.
Up high?
No, it wasn't.
Sounds like
high.
It might have been sitting up high.
It might have been. I don't know. All right. But yeah, I'll never get amaretto again.
Wow.
Yeah, I did not like it.
Well, also, it was $12. So that's probably another reason why he won't get amaretto. Yeah, it's not a fucking... I mean, like, look, compared to some other places, that place ain't bad. But it's not like going to... Where's cheap now? Denny's? I mean, yeah. No, I mean, I was about to say Arby's, but Arby's is expensive as shit.
Olive Garden.
Yeah, so he just saw all of the adults drinking. Yeah. I want to be like these guys.
For a minute, I thought I could handle it until I tasted it and realized.
You just order like an espresso or a cappuccino.
An
that's
espresso,
what you really
an espresso. Wanted. Yes, that's my drink.
If you enjoyed today's episode for The Pores, share it with a friend and please leave a 5-star review. It literally takes 2 seconds, and if you haven't already, please also consider going to ChadDukeShow.com and subscribing to receive daily episodes. If you want even more content, check out Chad Duke Show on YouTube where you can stream solid dudes, and don't forget about the Facebook super secret supporter chat. If you have a favorite segment you think would be great, send it. bestofcds@gmail.com. Jimmy and I will do our best to get it into a future episode. My name is Joe Azer. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with me today, and I hope you have an awesome weekend.
Friendos, if you're in the area, make sure you visit Commonwealth Dry Goods in scenic Old Town Fairfax. They have the very best in local candles, peanuts, gifts, chocolates, olive oil, hot sauce, along with ice-cold cheer wine, and both types of music on vinyl. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Commonwealth Dry Goods, or order online today at CommonwealthDryGoods.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.